Here, this is the Blue Noise. Oh, broadcasting from an auxiliary studio here at WMFO 91.5 Medford. It's Tufts Educational Radio. Kick things off with "It's Time You Realized" by the Morlock, Australian garage rock, 1965 or 6. Under us right now, "Woe Is Me," Gal McDermott from Up in the Basement. I don't know what the heck's going on here. Test. Alright. Well, we're going to try our best this afternoon and keep things going with a bunch of rock music. I have guests in studio, and I will get them on mic once I change up the board. So stay tuned, stick around, and keep calm.
Heart. Fold up bombs and moon. conversations. Feel routine and that is it.
And we're here, back on the Blue Noise, and we have some special guests finally in the studio. You know, they finally showed up. They were a little late. You know, I don't know what their deal was or what's going on in their lives, but it seems like they finally turned up. They can introduce themselves in just a moment. Okay, introduce yourself now.
Go.
Lucy.
Hi, it's me, Lucy.
This is Aiden here, former WMFO host as well.
Oh, he's got his radio voice and he's dropping a full octave.
All these men just left it.
All these dulcet tones. The thing is, I feel like they can hear us both out of both mics at the same time.
Interesting. That's a good effect.
Now I'm over here in Charlie's mic. My low voice in a smooth tone. Ready for Blue Noise.
It's a Blue Noise voice.
They were late, so that's on them.
Aiden doesn't know how to drive.
So we just heard a few songs, starting with David Bowie's Fall Dog Bombs the Moon from the his album with certainly the worst album art. Check out Reality from the early 2000s. It looks like anybody's clip art nightmare. Also the song Green to Me by Hum, one I hadn't heard because they have that album with Stars or whatever from the mid-90s, was a later one called Downward is Heaven, Heavenward. 1997 on RCA. Also heard Millie with their 2022 record Eternal Ring. That was Nullify. Under us right now, brand new music from the band Hour. A bunch of people from the Philly scene collectively doing a chamber pop with no vocals type deal. It's Mom Calls and You Answer from their new album Ease the Work. Out on Dear Life Records, one of my favorite current labels. And you know, can we say this? Bring back the label explanation on Spotify.
I removed it. That.
I can't see it.
Back.
It's ridiculous. You scroll down the bottom, it just says what year the artist is. Or if you want to get real fancy, you have to click on the hamburger button or the hot dog button, three dots, go into song credits and all this baloney. It's ridiculous. So bring that back, Spotify. Not that I would expect you were listening to me, but I want to know what album or what label my music is released on. Anyway, without further ado, you guys should have a chat. You know, say what you want. We got a few minutes to fill up with dead air, hot air, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, it is hot in here.
Oh, no, that was a diss. Hot air is in, you know.
You?
Crud.
Oh, sorry.
Can we give a shout out? Can we give a shout out to
as many
Nathan
shout-outs
Keen
as you want.
And Lucas Johnson? I hope they're listening still.
Eh.
Maybe not, now that we're full of hot air. But we are also in the tiny studio today. It's quite intimate.
It really
Aiden is. And I are sharing a microphone. We're just passing it back and forth. Charlie, the head honcho, gets to sit in the chair with, he has his headphones on and he has the microphone on a stand, like the real professional he is.
they have sort of a pendulous deal where they have to hold it up by hand.
We're just holding it like we're on the Today Show or something.
It's all good. We're all in the closet together.
I'm Al Roker. Who are you?
We're all in the closet together.
Who's the one who's now canceled?
Matt Lauer.
It's Matt Lauer.
No one likes my "we're all in the closet together" joke.
No, we are. Back in the closet with you, Charlie.
Yeah, there we go. Got some good music coming up by one of Aiden's favorites, and two of Aiden's favorites, perhaps, and then a country tune that I like quite a lot. Kicking things off with Stephen Malcolmus in just a moment, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
And here's what's going on in your neck of the woods.
There you go.
could do. Now you got me hating things I used to love to do. And it won't be long, and I'll be hating you. Whatever happened to the love that we once knew? Was it jealousy, or did you just grow tired of having me around you? I did everything to make you happy I could do. You've gotten me hating things I used to love to do. And it won't be it should be black and blue, but you just won't admit that we are through. Now you got me hating things I used to love to do. And it won't be long, and I'll be hating. It won't be long, and I'll be hating you.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, broadcasting right next to the hill. Just heard In Order, the hook from Malcolmus's first solo LP, self-titled. Got Shocked, nice tune off the new Wednesday LP from last year. And It Won't Be Long, and I'll Be Hating You by Johnny Paycheck. Really good tune, recently covered by Andrew Savage, and Aiden is wearing an Andrew Savage shirt at the moment. I got to put them on a mic, and they're going to do a PSA, but I'm sure whatever horrible one they've chosen is just fine.
I see, so Charlie had the mic turned down just so you couldn't hear us. It's okay.
Obviously, I mean, it's not really worth it, but, I'll let them do one.
We're going to read a PSA now for the people. This is about fresh fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits.
A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
The edible skins, skin.
Go! The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages. So don't you even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, the wrapping is completely compostable. Looking at you, Trader Joe's, who will put plastic wrap on absolutely anything, including oranges or bananas or anything. Go.
Okay. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Truly fruity and nutty.
I like how that it sort of assumes that most people either don't know about fruit as a thing, or that they don't know that it's good for you, which is interesting.
I mean, I don't eat a lot of fruit. I should eat more fruit.
Well,
that's
first
a real shame.
Aiden picked out a PSA about wealth disparity, but I noticed that the stats were from 2010, so I was like, maybe we should just...
Yeah, it's gotten worse.
Maybe it's definitely worse. Plot twist. I figured maybe we should at least choose something without stats.
I think the last time I was here, I read the dried fruit one.
I know. That's why I was thinking this one's really similar, but at first I thought that, and then it was slightly different, so good on you.
Dried, fresh, it's all good.
It is.
Just like Charlie's playlist.
Oh,
all good.
Oh, so sweet.
Dry.
Thank you.
No.
It is dry. My humor, you know. You guys have anything else to say? This song is quite long, so I figured it'd be a nice time for you to have some banter. But, you know, no pressure.
Banter.
I don't have anything to say.
Aiden, what have you been up to? Aiden's like, let's put on the classicals.
Yeah, he's
let's
like,
hit
Bach.
With some Bach. Bach, Bach, Bach.
I mean, yeah, I would like that, but, you know, Charlie, he wouldn't do that.
I mean, I could. What Neil Young song did you want to hear? You said you wanted to hear
I would prefer to hear, you know, some, like, Richard Strauss.
I want Lovely Day.
I'll play Lovely Day.
Lovely Day, Lovely Day. And then you can hit us all with your awesome fun facts about the song.
I will. I'll
and
do
the
it
artist
after the
himself.
Song. Yeah.
Lovely Day, Lovely Day, Lovely Day.
Yeah, I'm pulling
lovely
it up.
Lovely Day.
It's moving up.
Okay, it's moving up in the queue.
Moving up in the queue. Very long queue.
It's and I just felt appropriate because today is a lovely day. It's beautiful weather out. We got some great plans today. Aiden, looking so sharp.
Thank you.
Just tell us what's been going on in your life.
You know, we made the trip here from South Boston, right near the ocean. It's very nice to look out onto the ocean.
The ocean?
That Listerine Ocean.
Yeah, the Listerine Ocean, for sure. You know, Cambridge is great, but, you know, the Charles River is not
there. You miss it. You miss Cambridge so bad.
He does. He does. He's so
I find merit
upset.
In both places.
So diplomatic.
Sure.
What are you running for, Senator?
Nah, I would be a bad politician.
No, we can't because he's been canceled from the Today Show.
Yep.
Matt Lauer.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways,
should we get on with this?
I guess we'll get on with it. I'll start brainstorming more
witty banter.
Witty banter.
We got 25 more minutes of music for you, and hopefully a little bit of talking. So, we'll see you in a moment.
It's hard enough losing the paper illusion you've hidden inside. Without the confusion of finding you're using the crutch of a lie to shelter your pride when you cry.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Heard Wahoo, Stanley's Blues, Stanley Turrentine off of Mr. Natural. I don't know why that wasn't released at the time. It was recorded in the 60s. Came out in 1980 as a part of those initial Japanese Blue Note reissues. Fantastic record. And we heard Lovely Day, suggested by Lucy, off of Menagerie. Sort of the last gasp of Bill Withers' popular career. And most importantly, when I say last gasp, Lucy wanted me to give the fact that that's one of the longest notes held by a pop artist in recorded music. Near the end of that song, he holds something for almost a minute. Pretty cool stuff.
Take that, Ariana Grande.
well, go easy on her. I love her. But... that's good stuff. And then we heard Shipwrecked by the East Village. It's a 90s, I guess, dream pop sort of group. Under Us Right Now, Round and Round, Neil Young and Crazy Horse from one of my favorite Neil Young albums. Everybody knows This Is Nowhere. And how fantastic is it that he's back on Spotify, back on streaming services, as he should be. Really makes me happy to see him and Joni back out there. So I'll turn on the other mic for these hooligans.
Thank you, please.
To have their ridiculous discussion. Go at it.
Okay, well, I thought one thing we could talk about was, you know, talk on the phone versus texting.
She has to have a list because she's not, like, put together, but it's fine. Yeah,
okay.
I just flow. You know, she needs a list.
You were scrambling before we went on air, bro. So.
Well, I was scrambling because, you know, I'm in the wrong studio.
Don't air my dirty laundry if you don't want yours to be aired, too. That's all I'll say. Okay, yeah.
Topic.
So, anyways, talking on the phone versus texting. I don't know. I just think some, like, today it's just the lost art of talking on the phone. I like to have a conversation. Texting, it just, it can be fun. It's convenient. I did not mean for it to sound so much like a panel right now. Aiden, you go.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. I personally would prefer to call someone. Texting doesn't interest me. And, you know, we talk about the voice message. We don't like that.
No, it's... It feels like a lot of pressure in a way.
Yeah.
The person has it forever.
No, my thing about voice messages, I always find it's hard to find the time to listen to one. Because if I'm out and about and someone calls me, I just text them because I can't talk then. I'm at work or whatever. But then I come, like, home... And even if there's a voice message, sometimes I'm like, I'm watching a video or I'm trying to like relax. I'd rather just read it in a text or I'd rather have an actual, you know, like conversation. The voice message feels like a weird intermediate bit. It's not my predilection.
Okay, so what are we excited for in the next week?
I was laughing how my mom almost left a voicemail telling me my dog died. And then she was like, never mind, I won't do that. But she almost did. That's material not for a voicemail.
what are we doing next week that we're excited about?
Next week that we are excited about. Oh my gosh, my best friend Charisma's visiting. We love Charisma. I can't wait to see her. We're planning a trip to go to Asheville, North Carolina.
Nice.
Now you go.
I'm going to the symphony on Tuesday. Seeing the Bamberg Symphony, which they're on tour from Germany.
Mm.
I'm going to be sitting in the second row for $40 because I'm under 35.
He's got the opposite.
There's a special deal to attract the youth.
He's got the opposite of the AARP deal. And then I'm very excited for a very different sort of concert on Friday night. Going to see the band Enum Claw and Grant Hunt, I think, doing a show at Deep Cuts right here in Medford. On Friday, I believe it's like $14. So highly recommend everybody showing up and showing out at the show.
Join Charlie. Jam out together. What kind of music is it?
It's a rock show. It's a beautiful rock show.
Beautiful.
I would consider going. We'll see.
Hooky. You know, it's really catchy stuff. Under us right now is ML Butch somewhere. We'll continue the talk break for a moment, and then we'll get on to some new music, unless you guys don't have anything else to say, because we ran out of your content.
No, I don't think we did. Oh, we found a very interesting book.
Oh, did
back
you?
Here. It has something cut out, and I thought it would be a flask, something. But it's some mysterious object, which I cannot say the real name of what I think it is because of being censored, but there's a copper wire involved. I don't know. You write in, tell us what you think it is. We may have to report this.
No, if someone does call in, the phone is all the way in the main studio, so I won't really even see it ring, so maybe don't.
Please send a letter.
Yeah, send a letter.
Carrier pigeon.
Attention, Lucy Schwartz.
Can I give them our address? 9 Elmer Street.
Elmer Glue
no,
Street.
Don't tell me my address. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's out there now, baby. They don't know what apartment we live in.
Okay.
Or the city.
Yeah, true. Don't come to my house.
Elmer Glue Factory.
No, come on over. It's always fun vibes.
Okay.
Why you gotta say it again?
Without further ado, we'll get back into some more music to close out this hour, and I'll speak to you in a moment. back here. It's the Blue Noise, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM. I'm going to say goodbye to you right now. We heard Somewhere by ML Butch off of the album Suntub from last year. Really nice one. Cherub Rock, shout out to Will Menchaca from Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins. Under us right now, the Jurity Column with Future Perfect. And that'll do it for this week. We hope everybody has a nice rest of their Sunday. And any parting words from my guests, my unruly guests?
Happy spring. Enjoy this beautiful day. Hope you've had an amazing weekend, 420. You know, hope you maxed, relaxed, chillaxed, and all cool.
I would say, for the record, the only unruly guest is Lucy.
Why? Me? I am not.
Oh, you're very unruly. That's not.
But yeah,
question,
everyone, really, please enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, I can be ruled all right if you got the skills for it. Oh my god, I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
See ya. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Sorry, Sarah Inhart.